This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1962. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I spend time daily talking with you about some element of job hunting because I believe it doesn't have to be as hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. And this is one of those mistakes job hunters always make. You know, and the logic behind it, I'll explain in the podcast, but I'll just simply say, catch yourself before you answer this question, because you're hurting yourself if you answer. Hope you find this helpful. I'm sure you will, but I hope you can put this into practice, and I hope you give this show a great review wherever you listen to it. And with that, let's get going. And here, I want to speak to what you really shouldn't answer during an interview. Now, I want to preface this with a classic line from a movie called Fight Club. And the first rule of Fight Club is you never talk about Fight Club. The first rule of interviewing isn't that you don't talk about what you currently earn, if you're asked about that, unless you're in a state or a locale where that's an illegal interview question. You never address it there. But the question you never want to really answer is, what are you looking for? The reason you don't want to do that is most of the time they're going to start negotiating before you have information. Oh, is that really how low you'd go? What would you say the rock bottom base salary is, exclusive of any bonus that you'd find acceptable to join the staff of a firm? You see, they're negotiating before you have information. And, you know, you may think it's part of the interview process, but really it's part of the negotiation process. They're negotiating early to try and drive the number down as early as possible. You don't really have information to make an assessment. After all, if this is a ridiculously hard job, why would you accept less than what its real value is? Instead, I want you to think differently. I want you to think in terms of ducking the question and simply say, hey, look, you know, it's way too early for me to be talking about this. I haven't met with the hiring manager yet. I really know very little about the job, the team, what the challenges are, nothing along those lines. And the fact of the matter is, there's a pretty good market out there for what I do. So I would just simply say, if you decide I'm the right person for you, and you know, I see that this is a great opportunity for me, I just want to encourage you to make your strongest offer, because firms are going to want to hire me because there are labor shortages out there. I was talking with someone I coached last week who's been at one organization for 30 years, 30 years. She goes out on her first two interviews, gets two offers. She's a small company person, you know, getting offers from big firms. You know, like, this is a shock to her, not in this economy. So even if it's a tough economy, you want to simply say, hey, look, I really know nothing about the job yet. I've seen a job description, or if you haven't, say, I haven't even seen a job description yet. I have no sense of what the work is, what the reality is of what I'm stepping into. It's way too early for me to agree to a number. Again, I just want to simply say, if you decide I'm the right person for you, and I decide it seems like a good opportunity for me, I just want to encourage you to make your strongest offer so that in this way, you know, other firms are going to bid for me. And, you know, the reality is, you know, money's going to be a variable for me. So this way, they can't start playing the game with you about, isn't the opportunity worth something? Of course the opportunity is worth something. You're not going to take a good job for great money, but you aren't certainly going to take a good job for mediocre money. So again, duck the question about what you're looking for, following the advice I've given you. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!